God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When James and Cephas or Peter and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given to me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the heathen and they to the circumcision. I told you the heathen was ours. Verse 10, only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face. That was probably kind of tense. Because he was to be blamed. He was wrong. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. Friend, if you're led by fear, you will be led out of the will of God. You'll be led into confusion and destruction and loss. Do not allow yourself to be led by fear anytime in any area of life. Don't be led by fear. And the other Jews dissembled likewise. Dissemble means sometimes same word translated hypocrisy or hypocritically. They dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. And when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to what? According to what? The truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, in front of everybody, if you, being a Jew, live after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? In other words, both of these can't be right. You were living like this till they showed up. And then you changed. And you started acting differently. And you started preaching something different when they showed up. Now, friend, listen to me. These are good people, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Peter? Yes. Barnabas? Let me read this to you from another translation, the New Living. New Living Translation says, when Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him to his face. I don't think Paul did this haughtily and proudly. He said, I had to do it. Why? Because they're trying to corrupt the gospel. They're trying to change the truth of the gospel. For what he did was very wrong. When he first arrived, he ate with Gentile Christians who were not circumcised. But afterward, when some friends of James came, James was, you know, the head of the local church, the mother church. Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. He was afraid of criticism from these people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. As a result, other Jewish Christians followed Peter's hypocrisy, and even Barnabas was led astray with their hypocrisy. Barnabas was a good man. The Bible says he was a good man. When the Bible says you're a good man, you're a good man. Peter made some mistakes, but Peter's a spiritual man. Peter hears from God. Peter has miracles. Peter preaches and thousands of people get saved. But here him and Barnabas, good men, spiritual men, get caught up and carried away with the crowd into fake believing. Didn't they? Now, friend, this is important. This is so vital. It's either real to you or it's not. You either see it or you don't. You're not supposed to just go along with the crowd. Amen. Phyllis and I, we've been in situations already in our life in ministry. We've been in meetings where thousands of people just go nuts over nothing. They rant, they rave, they scream, they run over something that's unscriptural. This has happened repeatedly. What are we talking about? You either see it or you don't. It's either real to you or it's not. I don't care if it's something you heard me preach. I don't care who it is. Go to 1 John. What kind of faith are we talking about? True faith. Real faith. Can you just ride on somebody else's faith? Say, well, they're spiritual. They pray. They hear from God. They said it sounds strange, but hey, they're spiritual. Sounds weird, but hey, that's so-and-so. They're a prophet. Boy, I never thought about that before, but wow, she's spiritual. He's spiritual. Do not just follow somebody and try to say you're believing something and say something and it's not real to you. And you don't see it. Do not. I don't care who it is. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much you respect them. How many understand? Peter is a good man. Peter's a spiritual man. Barnabas is a good man. But if you'd have followed Peter and Barnabas on this occasion, you'd have missed God. And doesn't mean that they're just heretics. Doesn't mean they're blasphemers. Doesn't mean they're enemies of the body of Christ. They're some of the best gifts that's in the body of Christ. And yet, if you'd have followed them, you'd have missed God. You'd have followed them into error. Let me say it again now. You help me with it. If you don't see it, if you don't see it, you don't see it. Yeah, but what if they see it crystal clear? What if they see it and they think everybody ought to see it? If you don't see it, you don't see it. Don't say that you do. Don't just go with the crowd. If it's not real to you, don't act like you believe it and try to talk like you're believing it. No. If you think maybe it's something you should see, put your nose in the book. Study. Get before the Lord. Search. Pray. Wait on Him. But if after 6 months of that or a year of that, you still don't see it, well, you don't see it. Maybe it ain't anything to see. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe all 20,000 of them are wrong. Maybe all million of them across the earth are wrong. Do you have the Holy Spirit inside you? Is there just one Holy Spirit? Would it be the same Holy Spirit that would be in any man of God? Any real man or woman of God? You got the same Spirit they have in them? Are you sure? Somebody say, same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
I got the same Spirit. Then you're not just dependent on them to tell you what's right. Oh, friend, this is one of the greatest things about us having a new and better covenant. 1 John 2, are you there? 1 John 2 and 26. 2:26. These things have I written to you concerning them that seduce you. What would that mean? Are they trying to fool you? What does he say to people that somebody's trying to fool them? Verse 27, what does he say? But the anointing which you have received of Him abides, it stays in you, lives in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things and is what? Come on, help me out. Is what? Is truth and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in, here it calls the anointing, Him. Him. The anointing, manifestation of the person, of the Holy Spirit. Can y'all put up the New Living Translation of that, please, on the screen? New Living, 1 John 2:26. Now, sometimes people get confused about this. Well, you mean we don't need any teachers? We don't need any preachers? Well, now, you know other Scripture tells you we do. Yes. Jesus, when He ascended on high, He gave gifts to men. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. He gave gifts. And the Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Right? So obviously, it's an important part of our life and experience that we have these ministry gifts in the body, in our life. But what's He saying here? Read this. I like the way the New Living says it. He said, I'm writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. Next verse 27. But you have received the Holy Spirit. And He lives within you. And you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. You do need teachers. You do need preachers. But you are not dependent on anybody to tell you, I know you don't see it. I know it ain't real to you, but I'm telling you, believe it. So believe it. What do you say?
No.
I'm sorry. And I love you, and you've helped me so much. But if I don't see it, I don't see it. And if it's not real to me, it's not real to me. For me to tag along behind you and say, okay, you've had a vision, you've had a revelation, you said this is what needs to be done, and this is what everybody's supposed to be believing and doing, and so we'll just join in and say, yeah, I believe it, I say it, you can be saying it, but your heart be far from it, and it is fake, it is phony, and it's a waste of your life. And it can be worse than that. You can follow people into error and destruction. Even good people can miss it. It's obvious by what we just read. You don't need anyone. How many like that? Man, this is freedom, isn't it? This is safety. This is protection. You don't need me. You don't need anybody to sit you down and go, now, you have to come to me and I'll tell you what's right. I'll tell you what's true. No. You say, hey, brother, you just preach and I'll check my heart. You just give what you got and I'll check this book. And I'll check my heart.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not dependent on any man to tell me. And what happens is somebody, just like what happened right here, somebody comes up and says, now this is what you're supposed to do, and this is what we, and you know, they're very persuasive. And then somebody else goes, well, that's so-and-so. They're spiritual. So, okay, all right, that's what we believe. And they start saying it. And then 3 other people join in. And then 10 other people join in. And then people say, well, there's 50 people. They're persuaded. It must be right. So another 150 join in. Right? Next thing you know, you got a movement. But I don't care if 9 million people are doing it every day and night. If you don't see it, you don't see it. If it's not real to you, it's not real to you. Don't jump on the wagon. Don't be carried with the crowd. And let's learn how to hook up our mouth to our heart. And break ourselves. I'm not just talking about on Sunday when you're in church. Break yourself. I don't care if it's Tuesday afternoon at the workplace. I don't care if it's Thursday morning with the kids. Break yourself from talking a bunch of stuff that you don't really believe. Keep your mouth connected to your heart. Say what you believe and believe what you say. Everybody stand up, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Unhypocritical Faith, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703E. That's R703E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.